Thank you, Madam Chair. At the outset, let me congratulate you on assuming this important position of, and I would also like to assure you of full support and cooperation from my delegation. This meeting provides us an important platform for a free-flowing discussion where all of us can share our understandings and views on effective national implementation and suggest ways to further strengthen it. Since my intervention is going to touch upon a number of other issues which are on later in the agenda, it will save you time at a later time. Therefore, I would seek your indulgence for a slightly longer intervention. I'm aware of the time constraint, but I think it is important because my intervention will otherwise not fit into any other agenda item. Madam Chair, some of the pointers that we could look at from the perspective of strengthening national implementation are: one is to look at the status of implementation, particularly with focus on national implementing measures, including legislative measures and regulations to implement the convention and to further promote their adoption. In this context, we could look at some of the initiatives undertaken by the OPCW, for example, the Distinguished Visitor Program, which invites legislators and members of parliament to the OPCW, the Legal Internship Program, and national awareness workshops. And in this context, I would particularly like to thank my distinguished colleague from OPCW, Mr. Kesrat Sukasam, with whom I had the pleasure of working for almost 4 years in the same branch of the OPCW in the Implementation Support Branch. And I'm very grateful that he made this presentation. Second, Article 3 is not directly related to national implementation in the sense that it doesn't fall under Article 4. However, we believe that it is very important to ensure appropriate controls on transfers of BWC-relevant agents, toxins, and equipment, both for imports and exports, while ensuring that these provisions do not hamper economic or technological development and international cooperation in the peaceful uses of biological activities. India, along with the United States, had tabled a working paper at the 8th Review Conference on strengthening implementation of Article 3, which suggested a number of essential elements to be included in national measures. Third, to improve domestic coordination of convention-related activities and promote cooperation and coordination through designation and effective functioning of BWC national focal points. We would also need to look at ways to strengthen coordination between the national focal points with the BWC ISU and other relevant international organizations. Another important point is that related to the confidence building measures. They again do not fall under Article 4 precisely, but what we have noticed is that the rate of submission of CBMs has never been more than 50%. The CBM forms are quite outdated and inconsistent, and the system has not been comprehensively reviewed and overhauled for quite some time, and perhaps there is a need to have a re-look at them. We should also look at promoting education and outreach through engagement of the academic and scientific community, promoting awareness of convention through inclusion in the curricula at high school and university level. We could learn from the OPCW model of advisory board on education and outreach in this regard. Regional meetings of BWC national focal points, academics, and curriculum specialists could also be looked at, as is the case with OPCW. We must also look at promoting industry outreach through engagement of industry associations and relevant industry. We could look at annual meetings of industry and BWC focal points, both at regional and global levels, based on the OPCW model. We also must look at capacity building through national and regional awareness workshops, regional and international meetings of national focal points for sharing of experiences and best practices, training of BWC national focal points, and scientists, and we could follow the training of trainers model. We could also look at training of customs officers for ensuring effective transfer provisions. We could also look at developing e-learning modules, which is also the case with many other organizations, including the OPCW. And OPCW has also launched an initiative called Mentorship Program, which also could be very useful in this regard. It is also common experience that state parties struggle to implement the convention, as there is no checklist of obligations under the convention. Perhaps state parties could look at preparing a list of measures that countries should adopt in order to implement the convention. We could draw upon the assistance of BWC-ISU in this regard. And Madam Chair, this was only an illustrative list, not an exhaustive one. I would conclude here because we are running short of time, but we'll be very happy to engage with fellow member states in any discussions to advance and strengthen the implementation of the convention. I thank you.